This is a Global Class Struggle podcast.
Brought to you by Rebel Youth Magazine. Workers of the world unite.
Three former Ford Motor Company executives have been charged with crimes against humanity in Argentina for allegedly targeting union workers for kidnapping and torture after the country's 1976 military coup. All three men are now in their 80s, and their case is part of a new wave of prosecutions focusing on corporate support for the dictators who ran Argentina from 1976 to 1983. Factory director Pedro Muller, human resources chief Guillermo Galarraga, and security manager Hector Francisco Jesus Sabija are accused of giving names, ID numbers, pictures, and home addresses to security forces, who hauled 24 union workers off the factory floor to be tortured and interrogated and then sent to military prisons. Judge Alicia Vence said that eliminating union resistance inside Ford's Argentina subsidiary was their goal.
Turkey is seeing its biggest wave of protests against the ruling government in many years. Tens of thousands of people have been rallying in mass demonstrations since May 27th. Demonstrations erupted when bulldozers began to uproot trees in Taksim Gezi Park in Istanbul. The government's plans to build a shopping center on the grounds of the park sparked outrage among the people, who immediately began to set up overnight tents and began to plant trees in response to the demolition of one of the city's few remaining green spaces. All right. The protests have grown to include grievances against the government on a range of issues, including the government's warmongering in Syria and the capitalist neoliberalization of Turkish society. Protesters have managed to continue with their efforts despite a heavy police crackdown, including tear gas, water cannons, and rubber bullets, and also despite silence from the mainstream media in Turkey about the mass movement. The Ankara-based Human Rights Association says more than 3,300 people have been detained over the recent days of protest. Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan has dismissed the uproar as the work of political opponents and extremist elements, vowing to proceed with government plans to remake Taksim Square. On June 4th, the uprising witnessed a new development when Turkey's Confederation of Public Workers Unions, consisting of 11 unions and approximately 240,000 members, declared their decision to stage a massive two-day strike in solidarity with the anti-government protests. The union accused the Turkish government of carrying out state terror in its brutal crackdown against demonstrators. Three people have been killed in the protests, 4,177 people have sought attention from being wounded, and 43 protesters have been seriously wounded because of the police brutality so far, according to the Turkish Doctors Union.
Child labor, workers' bid in food vouchers, and management threats are all in a day's work for staff at the McDonald's in the New Zealand town of Kaikohe, says Unite Union campaign manager Gary Cranston. McDonald's claims the allegations are being raised as part of a collective agreement dispute after negotiations broke down in April. The union is calling for a boycott of McDonald's restaurants owned by the same franchise holder in Kaikohe, Kerikeri, and Kaitaia. Workers at Kaikohe say that a manager had sworn at staff and one worker had an orange juice thrown at her in front of others. The Kaikohe restaurant manager has her three kids working for her, Cranston said. The youngest is only 12 years old. She's being paid in McDonald's coupons. When a staff union delegate raised that and other issues which breached company policies, she was threatened with disciplinary action that included her hours being cut. Cranston says the union is concerned about a hornet's nest of issues, including allegations of staff working in positions above their pay or training level, sexual harassment, racial discrimination, and understaffing. I've never seen anything like it. It's just out of control, and it all comes back on the franchisee for failing to provide her crew with a safe and harmonious workplace, as she's legally obliged to do. The union recently presented the owner with its Worst Franchisee of the Year award.